Joy here. Rachel and I would like to welcome you to You're All Right, Get Up, a podcast full of laughter, personal stories, encouragement, and often a show about living life. As a disclaimer, our podcast does not offer professional therapy or treat illness. We are a motivational, supporting podcast sharing our life experiences, stories, and laughter. We have a mini story for you.
It's a combination.
It's a combination story. Those are the best, aren't they? Yeah. So over the holidays, and this was right around the time that basically right after Thanksgiving, I guess, when Christmas holidays and all had kind of started, things got busy. We took a little bit of a break. We said, hey, we're going to take this little break and work on our season. And as we all do, try to spend time with family. We had family, you know, from out of town, and we were going out of town, and people just had so many things going on. And so it's the perfect time really to kind of allow people to catch up on episodes. Cause I talked to a number of people that said, oh yeah, I got to listen to that. I'm behind, you know, man, I got like, you know, 5 or 6 episodes to listen to. And that happens. I mean, that's just life. You know, sometimes you keep up as best you can, but you have to sometimes fall back and kind of listen to things that you've missed or catch up. But anyway, we took the break and working on some really cool things, and we're so excited about that, our vision for the upcoming year. But personally, in my household, right around Christmas time, things are going really great, and we were busy. We had a good bit going on with, you know, just doing the normal catching up for the holiday season and having family and friends over. And right around Christmas, this was probably the week before Christmas Day, I get up one morning and stumble in the kitchen, fill my cup of ambition. And
I love that.
I'm trying to get my coffee and everything and giving the doggies their little snack for the morning. I walk around the corner and Carol looks at me and she says, good morning. I said, good morning. And she says, I don't feel so good.
Oh, no.
And come to find out, I was like, what? What? Come to find out, she had just been out to take the dogs out, and she was coming up the stairs, and she could barely walk up the stairs because she felt so fatigued. And she was like, okay, something's up. She said, yeah. She said, I am fatigued. I don't feel so good. Might have a fever. Oh, where's that thermometer? You know,
when she came up the steps, did you immediately know, like, oh, she doesn't feel so good?
Oh, but see, I didn't see that.
Okay.
Yeah, she did that before I actually got up. So,
Yeah.
So she told me about it and said, hey, that's not usually me. And that's true. She's kind of a morning person. I'm not. I'm the one that you'd like dragging up the stairs, you know.
Yes, I do know.
Yeah. Like, I am not that person. I got to have my quiet time.
And
like
kind of loosey goosey on times.
Hour and a half.
Of getting at places, too. Sorry. Like, if you say 12, you need to tell Joy 11:40.
Nice. Everybody out there jotting that down in the notebook.
Yeah, like 15 minute.
Oh, man. So, yeah, she was like, yeah, I don't feel so good. I think I might have a fever. Where's that thermometer? I go grab it, take her temp. And sure enough, it's like almost 101 or so.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, yeah, that's not good. Quickly, we get on the phone with the teledoc, see if we can't go ahead and knock it out. She calls and the guy calls her back. And of course, he's super nice. He hits her up right away. He's asking her questions, you know, what's going on? How do you feel? And as soon as she tells him how she feels, he says, yep, I know exactly what it is. It's the flu.
Oh, wow.
So he sets her up with Tamiflu and stuff to just kind of knock it out. And he said, yeah, hopefully right by Christmas Day, you're going to be feeling a lot better. Anyway, we were hunkered down, masked. We were wearing masks, the whole family. Yeah, we normally, it's funny because normally, you know, we haven't really been like that. We would just keep our distance. Mm-hmm. But we were so determined this time. We were like, okay, because, we did test for COVID. We did that prior to calling them so that we understood if any of that was involved. But anyway, we masked up. And I was the cleaning machine.
I bet you were.
I was cleaning everything. I was washing sheets and doing laundry and wearing my mask and cleaning counters. And it was like, okay, you just tell me what to bring you. And I mean, it worked out. But oh my gosh, it was a little bit of a challenge, especially for the holiday, which was kind of bad because, you know, you kind of want to do things and go and see people. But it worked out fine. But we hunkered down and, you know, we're here for that. And then we had, along those same lines, I was just going to say, and then I want you to chime in. But we had a big birthday coming up also in
January. Birthday.
So yeah, it was a big milestone. So we had the planning for that. We have people coming from out of town for that. And then we were like, you know, we got to keep everybody well. So we got to keep dad well and us well and everything. And so we were just real concerned also about getting that prepared and put together. And you guys also had a little event.
Right. Yeah. Mine started at Christmas as well. We actually had family members who were traveling into our state, obviously from out of state because they were traveling in, and they had told us they were sick. Half of them. It was a family of four, and half of them were sick.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Well, one was recovering, and then the other two had started with the symptoms. And so they also wore masks. Apparently, I should have also worn a mask. And one of them was a young child.
Oh, how young?
My niece, 7.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I'm the type of crazy adult that's very immature. And so I love actually getting involved with the kids and playing games with them and stuff. You know, I'm very interactive with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much so that when they were a little bit younger, they thought I was like another kid. And they were like, Mama, can she do so and so? I'm like, no, I'm an adult.
Can Plus, she come play?
Yeah. They're like, can she have a chocolate milk too? And I'm like, no, I'm an adult. And so, awesome. Which probably my short stature probably also played into that because I'm definitely the shortest one in the family. But anyway, and so they gave us a heads up that they were sick. And so, you know, like I said, I was, you know, interacting with her and playing games and stuff. And she eventually took her mask off. And I remember we were playing charades and it was just the two of us. And her clue was blow out the candles, you know, because this is a kid's version.
Right, right.
But I don't see the clue.
Yeah.
I'm the one trying to guess what she's mimicking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's like, and I was like, oh, hey, kid, don't blow in my face.
Right.
Which she thinks is funny.
Right.
So she continues.
Yeah.
And it's in that moment I was like, if I get sick, this is the moment.
Right. Wow. Here. Yeah.
And then there was an adult that was sick and she kept petting my dog. And then, you know, of course, the dog sleeps.
Right. Right next to you. Right.
Right. Because I was thinking, can I get germs off of a dog?
Yeah.
And so that was another thing I'd said in back in my mind. Like, if you get sick, it's either because of the dog or because you've been blown out on candles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so this was like a day after Christmas. I have a dentist appointment the next day. So I come home early and then they leave. So like 2 days later, I wake up and I'm like, I got a little bit of a tickle. It was that Thursday and I got a little bit of a tickle, you know, like where you're kind of coughing.
Right.
But it's not like a real cough. You know, you feel like you're faking it almost. Like,
yeah.
And so I remember getting up and Brian looking at him. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some DayQuil.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the day progressed, worse I felt. Right. I mean, I was like going downhill fast. And then we have year end at work and it started Saturday. And I was like, I cannot be sick.
Oh, man.
There's no time to be sick.
Right.
And so by like probably 4 o'clock, I come downstairs. I'm still kind of standing on the top of the steps. And this is where I put on my adult hat that I'm supposed to be. And I look at him and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like,
I don't feel good. Oh, no.
I just keep feeling worse and worse as the day goes by. And he goes, do I need to take you to the doctor? Again, like I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Yes. So we go to a doc in the box.
Yeah.
And it is so crowded. I stay there for like 2.5 hours. And it felt like it was just on top of my chest and the throat area. Like it took away my voice and everything, like within, you know, it's 8 hours. So I had to take my inhaler. Well, once I take my inhaler, it gives me all kinds of weird symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I've waited 2.5 hours and, you know, you're trying to solve what has taken so long.
Yeah.
I mean, there only looks like there's 2 people in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I'm trying to be patient with them. I'm getting very aggravated, and it's been 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other sick people in there, and I don't want to be by them, and I know they don't want to be by me. So
right.
When I finally get pulled back there, my blood pressure is high.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm having weird symptoms, and I'm trying to explain to them that it's part of the problem is my inhaler and da-da-da-da. Try to sum it up. I basically get sent to the emergency room.
Oh, my goodness.
And then thankfully there was a great doctor. He had a great bedside manner. And I said, I know my blood pressure is high. And he goes, people have high blood pressure when they come in for an ankle. When you're in pain, it shoots up.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not really worried. You know, it's not that high.
Yeah.
It's fine. And he's like, let me figure out what's going on with you. And he was like, so nice. He's like, we've all had this when it tested negative for COVID and the flu. And he's like, we think it's some kind of variation of COVID, you know? And I'm like,
yeah,
it finally got me down, you know? And there's so many people. I'm just in the hallway. I'm being doctored. Serviced in the hallway. And if you know me, I don't like stranger danger.
Right.
I don't like sick people. I mean, I love them, but you know, I'm a little OCD about it. And so I'm just freaking out because there's so many people. So I'm there for 7 hours.
Oh, man.
They couldn't check my temperature at the beginning. You know, they didn't have one of those plastic cover things. And then I'm like basically just comatose on this bed out in the hallway. And I go, and I can't hardly talk. And like some nurse goes by, she's like, are you okay, honey? I love when people say honey to me, by the way, or sugar or whatever. And right? I'm like, because somebody take my temperature. And they take my temperature and it's 103. So the doctor comes back and they do all the things and they're like, we're gonna knock this out. So he did great, but that's probably the sickest I have been in a number of years,
man.
I mean, it felt like I had the flu even though I tested negative, and I was sick for like 2 weeks because, you know, we wanted to
recording. We were talking back and forth, and I know it took you a while, you know, to kind of get over that.
Like, I texted you and been like, I still feel bad.
Yeah.
And I think it might not have lasted 2 weeks, but the fact that I was immediately having to start work on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And my boss was great because I was actually supposed to log in on Thursday. And she's like, hey, you know, it's not ready. So we'll, yeah. I said, hey, is there any way you could just text me when it's ready? Because I'm starting to get sick and I want to try to rest up. And then Friday, when I told her, you know, I had ended up going to the emergency room, I have 103 fever. She's like, you know what? Don't log in today. You know? Right. And it wasn't like, if I called her Saturday and just said, hey, I cannot do it, she would have definitely worked around it. But, you know, I didn't want to put added pressure or work on my fellow teammates.
Right, right.
And especially, you know, it's year end, you have to kind of do a little bit more specialized work. Mm-hmm. You can do it, you know, giving myself that pep talk. And then the other side was like, you can, and I want to get back to bed. But I eventually did. But like I said, it took about two weeks, almost 2.5 weeks. Wow. I haven't been that sick in a long time. And then, you know, kept running the fever and stuff. It was just awful. But
yeah.
So I finally get over it. And then it's close for the big milestone birthday.
That was like just, I don't know, a few days probably before we had the milestone birthday. And the funny thing is, you know, we were talking and you guys were like, yeah, you know, we'll be there. We'll be there. I was doing some head counts, you know, because we were
right.
Preparations, you know, we got a big 50th coming up. Okay. So again, we had a house full of people coming from halfway across the country. It was a big preparation to be like, hey, you know, we'll make sure we got plenty of food and such. I reach out to you guys. You're like, yeah, we'll be there. And super excited. Yeah, everybody's excited. Asking, they're like, is Rachel here? You know, is she coming? You know, and so because they wanted to see us and, you know, together. And so then it was the day, it was the day of. That's right.
It was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Saturday, right?
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Endeavor Promotions out of Birmingham, Alabama. If you would like to reach out to them, you can do that at endeavorpromotions.com.
Brian wakes up and he's kind of got some sinus stuff going on. And I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, it's just sinuses. I said, are you sure? Yeah. I was like, don't forget, we got the birthday party to go to.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I was like, okay. So throughout the day, I'm constantly asking him, how's he doing?
Right.
And then like in the afternoon, I look at him and I'm like,
Yeah.
So I say, are you sure this is sinuses? Because I hate when people say, oh, you don't look so good. And they're like, oh, thanks a lot. I hate that. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm like, no. Like, you're going to go tell somebody, well, most people, I'm not going to go say, hey, you look ugly today. But anyway, it's a pet peeve. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you just don't look like you feel good. Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Because this is a birthday party that we're going to. And he's like, no, I thought we kind of were okay. Well, he finally admits that it's more than just sinuses. And then I'm also trying to encourage him to go to the doctor, you know, because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he takes his temperature. He's got one. I can't remember what it was. I think it was like 101.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I knew it wasn't sinuses.
Yeah.
And then I have the dilemma because I feel fine.
Right.
You know, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I can't miss a 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
And then I have a friend that always says they're going to be somewhere and they probably 95% of the time never show up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm that person. Like, if I tell you I'm coming, unless it's an emergency, I will be there.
Right.
So that was another thing I was going through because Carol's very perceptive.
Right.
Because there's things that she's called me on that's not true, but I panic. She'll be like, oh, you're really going into the detail about that. I'm like,
oh boy.
I don't know why. She would have been a great prosecutor.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Or judge.
You know, without me going into too much detail, that was kind of the direction she was heading in career early in life. So just so you know.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fine. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm thinking, you can't ask Joy because she's preparing. She's probably in that state where you've got 100 things going on and you're trying to do last minute things.
Yeah.
Get everybody situated and excited. And I was like, don't text her. So I get in the shower and I'm getting ready and stuff. And then I'm basically in the shower going, I don't know what to do. Because what if he's got something?
Yeah.
And then I'm a carrier.
Right. It all's on me.
Because, you know, there's older people. And, yeah. And I always think about COVID. I don't want to spread that. I was like, what if he's COVID? And so I eventually end up texting you. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I laid out what was going on.
Yeah.
And you said.
I got that text and it was funny. I was in the living room and there's a few other people here at the time, you know, and everything. And I saw Carol and I was like, yeah, I just got the message from Rachel. I said, I think she would come, but Brian's sick. And I said, we've decided though, you know, she just needs to stay and take care of him. And she was like, oh yeah, that's the right thing to do. That's the perfect thing to do.
And I'll be honest, I was relieved that you told me what to do. Cause it's one of those, like, you feel fine, but you know, and I would have been willing to come by myself.
Because, oh, of course.
You know, and then it's one of those things where you go through your mind, like, she's only turning 50 once, you know, and you feel fine. You know, you're thinking of all the positives and then it creeps in your mind, like, but what if he's got something?
Right, right.
So throughout the day, I had encouraged him to go to the doctor and he's a very good patient. You know, people always talk about how men are babies when they get sick. Not my husband. He's a very good caregiver. And then when he's sick, he's just normal. I'm the baby, obviously, who's crying at the top of the steps saying, I don't feel good. So the next day he's like, I'm going to the doctor. I'm like, oh, it's serious. If he's going to the doctor on his own.
Yeah.
And then I tried to repay him back for taking me to the doctor that ended up being a 12-hour journey. And I'm like, hey, I'll take you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, because, you know, I have asthma. And that's another reason it takes me so long. And that's why I'm OCD about sick people.
Right.
Too, is because my lungs don't do well. But anyways, like, no, you do not need to be exposed again. So he goes and he ends up being tested for the flu and he's positive.
Man. See, it was the right decision.
I immediately texted you guys and I was like, hey, Brian's got the flu.
Yeah. We were like, whew, man, we made the right call. And the deal is, you know, we did. We had time to meet and have lunch and dinner and we've caught up and everything, kind of have a makeup for what we missed. But doggone it, Christmas. We missed Christmas because we usually do, like, we'd do our Christmas together. And then you had like a DoorDash Christmas where we dropped off your stuff while you were sick.
I've got y'all's presents, by the way, because I texted you and I was crying when I texted you.
Yeah.
Because during those 2 weeks that I was so sick. And I'm like, Joy, just pray for me. I feel so bad. And I got to continue to work. And I just, you know, all I want to do is crawl in bed. And you guys came over and tried to cheer me up and gave me the Christmas present. And then I'm like, I got some Christmas present for y'all. And you're like, no.
No, it's okay.
Nope.
We'll catch up on that later. But it was crazy because we missed that. Then we had my birthday. Then we had Brian's birthday. And then we had Carol's birthday. We missed out on all those.
And actually, with my side of the family, we eventually did celebrate because Brian's birthday is actually earlier in January.
Right.
By the time I got over being sick and then he got over being sick, it was finally. So we went and we actually did axe throwing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's fun. That is so fun.
I didn't, like, we did it as a work team event, and I was like, oh, we're going to go do axe throwing. But I had a really good time. Like, once I figured out what I was doing wrong, I loved it. I told Brian, I was like, why don't we do this axe throwing because it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on a Sunday, and then the next day, I wake up, and I have the worst sore throat.
Ugh.
And then I have to tell my boss Monday. And so there was this guy on our team that I used to work with.
Yeah.
And I don't know if his job was just timekeeper. They're like, hey, we're going to hire you to do this, but we really want you just to monitor everybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I called in on a Monday sick and he was just like, the next day he's like, oh yeah, Monday-itis. So it made me so paranoid. I tell people at work, if I ever call on sick on a Monday, it is because I am sick.
Right.
That's how it was. Monday, I did that thing where you're like, I'm calling in.
Yeah.
And then the other person said, no, you're fine. You're fine. If they gave you $2,000 to come into the office today, could you do it? Well, yeah, I could do it. I didn't have to talk, you know, and it hurts so bad. So I end up actually logging off early Monday and telling my boss, I'm like, I'm just going to take a half a day of PTO because I'm feeling bad. I think I got strep throat.
Oh, my
gosh. So then
I'm
sick again.
Man.
So I've never been this sick
before.
So this is one of the reasons why we're so late getting started for our year.
Yeah. So after the party.
Oh, yeah.
It was that following week. It was Wednesday. I think after the party, I end up having the upper respiratory stuff.
Oh, gosh.
So it was just, it was mostly all just upper respiratory crap. But But yeah, I had that for probably 4 or 5 days of just didn't have a bad fever. That's just kind of a low grade, but
nothing
still
make you feel bad.
Tested for all the other stuff. But yeah, so we've had a heck of a start to 2024.
And you know, I made an exception. Like people at work say I was social distancing before it was the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I made an exception with kids.
Right.
You know, I let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year, I don't care how cute and how much I love you. If you're sick.
Oh, yeah.
Get away from me.
That's right.
That's a 6 feet distance.
Yeah.
Because I got sick last year at Christmas as well. Mm-hmm. Because we went to a kid's birthday party. And for some reason, she wanted to feed me the chips. Again, I don't know why they keep treating me like I'm a kid. And I was like, no, thank you. And then Brian alerts everybody at the table. Yeah, Rachel, go ahead and eat the chip. So she's held. Then everybody turns to me and I don't want them to think that, you know, there's something wrong with their family, you know, while I'm not eating a chip. And I was like, okay, give me the chip. And so I ate the chip and about 35 minutes later, she sneezes and I'm like, are you sick?
Oh, geez.
And she starts laughing and I'm like, I don't know why are you sick is so funny to kids. I'm like, no, I'm serious. And he's like, yeah. I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure? Because you've been sneezing and coughing.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's how I got sick last year. And I did have to do the same thing where I had to go log on to work and work while I was sick. And by the way, again, I love my husband and he's a great caregiver and I love him with all my heart. But he was able to take off almost like 4 days.
Oh, wow.
And he got to sleep and rest while I was working. So if my boss is listening to this.
Yeah.
This dedicated employee.
I think you need a gold star.
I do too. I'm definitely words of affirmation person, by the way.
Right.
Like, yeah, I need a good job.
Yeah,
you did a good job.
Yeah,
no,
atta girl. Atta girl.
That's it. Atta girl. Atta girl.
Right.
Right.
Man, yeah, I love kids. I love kids.
Germ carriers.
They're awesome. They're wonderful, but they are germ carriers.
A lot of germs.
You know, and see, you know, it's, I think, a little different for parents because they're kind of around it
a lot. Right.
And so their immune systems are probably very different. But I feel the same. The older I get, it's more like, you know, I love you, but if you're sneezing or coughing, don't. It's like, here's my bubble.
Right.
You know?
Well, at work, I don't know why there was a yardstick.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was there, but I would grab it and I kept it in my cube. And when somebody would try to enter and I would just push them back with that yardstick because I'm like, nope, you sound sick.
That's your distance.
Do not pass. Because there's like somebody I work with that he got really, really sick. I think he was patient zero for our state with COVID.
Mm.
Like I took a video of him. I was like, this is how bad you sound. And I was making an appointment. I was like, I assume you have our health insurance because I'm making you an appointment. How much do you weigh? What's your height? You're allergic to anything? He's like, are you really? I was like, yeah, I'm on the phone right now. I was calling, you know, we had a nurse.
Yeah.
I was calling the nurse. He's like, put that phone down. I was like, I won't say her real name. I was like, okay, Betty, he's not letting me make the appointment. I don't know why, because he's sick. And then later he did admit, he's like, yeah, I think I did have COVID, which is a miracle that we didn't get it because this is before it came out officially.
That's so wild.
Since COVID, you know, it's a different atmosphere. You know, you're just not around as many people.
Yeah.
So I guess my immune system's gotten weaker, but I started to take this little smoothie that's supposed to have zinc and something else for immunity boost.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking it because I'm like, I'm not getting sick this time at Christmas. Because again, you know, I'm working and then plus it ruins.
Right.
Other plans. So we still need to celebrate y'all's birthday. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's still plenty of time to do
and
that.
And I need to bring.
Yeah. We said we would re-celebrate in the spring.
That's right.
So that way too. Yeah. Because the birthday party, it was funny. Of course, everybody that was here, you know, had a great time and everything was fine. But we had planned to go out and actually have the fire pit outside and do cornhole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
And we were going to do all that and have yard games and stuff. You know, even if it's cold, I mean, you could still huddle around the fire pit. But y'all, it was like the coldest night probably that we've had.
And I know we're in the South, but winter. Still.
Yeah. And I'm serious. I mean, when I say cold, I mean, I realize a lot of people are like, yeah, whatever. You know, you guys are in the South and in Alabama. But the deal is that it was really cold for us. It was, we're talking teens. And that's a big deal for us when we're not used to that a lot. So.
And especially like the weather, like here, it can be 70 one day and then all of a sudden it's 22 degrees.
Right.
You don't have time to get acclimated to that.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was that cold.
It was. It was.
Because I remember, like, my teammates are more in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, it's actually colder in Alabama than it is where y'all are.
Yes, that's right. And so our family that was here from up north, that was actually really interesting because it was really a little bit colder here at the time than it was up there. And so there was a lot of discussion about, you know, that back and forth. But yeah, we said, we'll have another day or night, you know, where we all get together, we'll play cornhole, we'll have a good time,
I love
and make
it.
Up, you know. So yeah, we'll have a makeup birthday party.
That'll be fun.
So be celebratory. So all good. But everybody survived
and is doing healthy. Well,
is healthy. And we hope everyone out there is too. And we know everybody's been through a lot. Personally, I have a lot of friends and family that have been through a lot just already this year. As always, everybody, please keep everyone else in mind, whether you pray, whether you meditate, whether you just want to send really good thoughts. Keep that in mind. Love your people. Love your friends. Do what you can to help them, because I know we've had a lot of folks that have been through a lot already.
That's a great reminder. Lift them up.
That's
check
right.
on them and lift them
encouragement.
Up.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
All right, guys. We talked a lot today about being sick and when things just come up and you just do not expect that to happen. It's like, where did that come from? Well, we all know how that is. We know how things can just pop up and we're not expecting it. We have to endure it and we just pray and pray, hey, you know, when is this going to end? When are things going to get back to normal? Well, the good thing is that we know that we are not alone. A lot of us out there are going through things like that. And this is the perfect time to remember that you aren't alone. You are not alone. You have people that care about you, that love you, that support you, and will be there for you. And I think that's the beauty in understanding that even though we're going through a rough patch, even though something's happened, you know, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't let it get the best of you. Just remember that you've got a team of people that are there, people who care for you, people who will be there in your corner. And most importantly, too, don't forget about the person that you never know what they're going through. Some of us are going through things that are a lot harder, but way more difficult. So be kind, look out for each other, and be good to yourself. We love you guys very much. I want you to remember that you are stronger than you think. Don't give up. And if you feel overwhelmed and you can't do it on your own, reach out to a caring friend, a pastor, or counselor. And if you feel like you've reached rock bottom, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has caring people available 24/7, and they can be reached by dialing or texting 988.
Stay true to yourself, embrace the power of kindness, and know that you matter. Till next time, friends.